You are listening to the Children's Hour, and this week we are talking about death and grieving. And it's the season for this sort of thing, being that Halloween isn't this time of year and Day of the Dead is a really big deal in New Mexico and other places this time of the year. And so we decided to invite death educator Gail Rubin. She's also an author. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Great to be with you.
You are the author of a book called A Good Goodbye.
I was wondering, what does a good goodbye mean?
Well, A Good Goodbye is the title of my first book, and the subtitle is Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die. It's the party that no one wants to plan because so many people don't want to talk about death. You know, even though humans have a 100% mortality rate, we all die, less than 30% of people plan ahead for a funeral or a will. And, you know, the will is very important when it comes to kids, because if you're under the age of 18, somebody's got to take care of you if your parents die. So a will would dictate who your guardian would be until you grow up.
So a good goodbye is about being prepared for this inevitable thing, which it's hard for us as we look around the room to think, yeah, I'm going to die. You're going to die. We're all going to die. But it's true.
It's true. And so I use humor. And when I talk, I use funny film clips to help illustrate ideas about why it's important to plan ahead, not only for a funeral, but also for all aspects of life. And I created a game called the Newly Dead Game, which is like the newlywed game, but the questions are how well you know your partner's last wishes. And we have an individual's edition too, which you can test how well you might be prepared. I wouldn't expect you guys to be prepared, but maybe your parents need to be.
So as a death educator, what do you do?
So I do a lot of speaking and I put together events. And part of the idea is to remember our loved ones and celebrate their lives. In Mexico and in Central America, which is where the Day of the Dead celebration comes from, they visit the cemeteries. They take food and drink and picnic there in the cemetery and flowers. Marigolds are the flower that welcomes the spirits of our ancestors to come from the great beyond to come for a visit. It's very interesting because Day of the Dead actually goes back to the Celtic tradition of Samhain, which is when the veil between the worlds is the thinnest, and they would welcome their loved ones who have died to come back for a visit.
Do you mean the veil between life and death is the thinnest? Is that what you mean by veil between the worlds?
Yes, the veil between life and death.
Is that why Halloween is at this time of year too?
It is, because there's a connection to the Catholic Church moving All Saints Day and All Souls Day to November 1st and 2nd. All Hallows Eve was the eve of this All Saints Day, which is the first day is to recognize the death of children. And All Souls Day is for the death of adults. So Hallows Eve became Halloween. And that is, again, that idea of ghosts and spirits comes to us from actually the Celtic world. And then it's turned into what we now know as Halloween.
On the Day of the Dead, people set up ofrendas in their houses and at cemeteries.
What is an ofrenda?
So that is a opportunity to collect your memories about people in one place and with their photos. Usually it involves representations of the four elements of earth, air, fire, and water. Earth would be represented by salt or the flowers, the marigolds that represent the bridge between the land of the dead and the land of the living. Air is papel picado. You may see at this time of year, especially in the Southwest, these colorful tissue paper flags with cutouts, and they blow in the slightest breeze. So that represents air. There's a glass of water usually for giving the spirits a drink when they're done with their long journey coming here. Fire Yes, people do use candles. We might want to be safe and use electric candles. And you set that up with their favorite foods, and you can include pets on your ofrenda. And so you set that up, but it's a wonderful way to remember people and to honor their lives and keep connected to them. I think that's part of the grieving process. We never separate from those people that we love. They may separate from their bodies, but they are still connected in our hearts.
Gail Rubin, she is the author of A Good Goodbye. She's also a death educator. You can learn more about Gail Rubin and all her work
at agoodgoodbye.com.
Gail Rubin, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
Muertos, the day of the dead, a party to remember for the ones we won't forget. Dia de los Muertos, the day of the dead, fiesta de familia and all of our friends. Dia de los Muertos, the day of the dead, a party to remember the ones we won't forget. Dia de los Muertos. Familia and all of our friends dancing in the afterlife where love will always live.
The Happy Racers with Dia de los Muertos in the background. This is Robert Mirabal. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. This episode is called Kids and Death. You can find links and lots more info at childrenshour.org. And we're going to go out with one more. This is Chumbawamba. I'm Katie Stone, and we'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
The days when I'm dead and I'm gone, wind up the clocks, ring around, carry on. your breath, feel the life in your bones. Enjoy what's to come, not the things that we've done. Save all your prayers, take the pain and the hurts, and add your chorus to my verse. Land above the sky. Don't you cry, don't you cry, by and by.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to our community friends and partners from the Children's Grief Center, Gail, Ruben, the Doyen of Death, Sage and Sky, and Vanessa Vassar for all being with us on the show today.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.